Welcome to You Found Health Radio. We believe that your body has an incredible capacity to heal, provided it has the right foundation. Each week, we dive into the science of functional medicine and brain-based wellness to help you move beyond symptoms and find true vitality. Today, we're tackling the invisible epidemic of autoimmunity and its surprising origin point. And now, your host, the owner and operator of Foundational Health, Dr. James Roman.
Welcome back, everyone, to episode 153. Today, we are talking about a topic that is near and dear to my heart because it affects millions of people who feel like they've run out of options, autoimmunity, whether it's Hashimoto's, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, or even unnamed inflammatory issues. The standard medical model usually focuses on one thing, suppressing the immune system. But as a functional medicine practitioner, my first question is never, how do we shut the immune system down? It's what is making the immune system so angry in the first place? The answer, more often than not, starts in the gut. Think about this. Nearly 70 to 80% of your immune system lives in your gut. It's located in a layer called the GALT, gut-associated lymphoid tissue. There is only a single layer of cells, just one cell thick, separating the outside world, the food and toxins you swallow, from your internal immune system. When that barrier breaks down, we call it leaky gut or intestinal permeability. When your immune system is constantly being poked and prodded by undigested food and toxins, it loses its ability to tell the difference between a foreign invader and your own thyroid, joints, or brain. That is the birth of autoimmunity. To fix address autoimmunity, we have to look at the three pillars of gut health. First, the microbiome. We have trillions of bacteria in there. Some are commensal or good guys, and some are opportunistic or bad guys. When you have an overgrowth of the wrong bacteria, a condition called dysbiosis, they release lipopolysaccharides, or LPS. This is a highly inflammatory toxin that leaks into your bloodstream and puts your immune system on high alert 24/7. Second, digestion. This is where many people fail. If you aren't producing enough stomach acid or pancreatic enzymes, you aren't breaking your proteins down into small, manageable amino acids. Instead, you have large clumps of protein entering the small intestine. Your immune system sees these clumps as enemies, much like a virus, and attacks. Third, absorption. You can eat the most expensive organic diet in the world, but if your gut lining is inflamed, you aren't absorbing the nutrients like vitamin D, zinc, and selenium that your immune system needs to stay calm. Without these, your immune system becomes erratic, leading to that attack self mode we see in autoimmune patients. At Foundational Health, we don't guess, we test. If you come to see me with an autoimmune concern, we need to see the biological blueprint of what's happening inside. We use three primary tools to get the full picture. The gut zoomer, this is the gold standard of microbiome testing. It doesn't just look for bugs. It looks at the DNA of your bacteria. It tells us about your inflammatory markers, how well you're digesting fats and proteins, and if you have any pathogens or yeast overgrowth that are driving your immune system crazy. Food sensitivity testing. Notice I didn't say allergy testing. Allergies are an immediate reaction. Sensitivities are a slow burn. You might eat a piece of healthy kale or a healthy egg on Monday and your joint pain or brain fog doesn't hit until Wednesday. We use specific panels that identify exactly which foods are triggering an inflammatory response in your specific body so we can remove the fuel from the fire. The total toxin panel. This is the missing link for many. We live in a world full of environmental toxins, heavy metals, pesticides, and mold mycotoxins. These toxins are molecular mimics. They can actually hide in your tissues and make your immune system attack that tissue just to get to the toxin. If we don't clear the toxic load, the gut will never fully heal. In addition, these toxins can also be the source of what drives the chronic inflammation that we see in autoimmunity. What is the foundational health approach to autoimmunity? At Foundational Health, our approach isn't about chasing symptoms or adding more labels to your diagnosis. It's about finding the primary drivers of your inflammation. We have to look upstream to see if the fire is being fueled by gut inflammation, hidden exposures to environmental toxins, or a breakdown in your body's innate ability to detoxify and remove what it's being exposed to every day. But we don't stop at the biochemistry. To truly heal, I combine this with a brain-based approach. Oftentimes, we see patients whose brain and nervous system have become stuck in a state of chronic inflammatory overdrive. When your nervous system is trapped in that survival mode, your body cannot prioritize repair or detoxification. By addressing both the gut immune axis and the neurological side, we create the environment necessary for your body to finally regulate itself again. If you are tired of just managing your autoimmune symptoms and you're ready to identify the actual drivers behind your health challenges, it's time to take a different look at the problem. I invite you to visit our website at www.youfoundhealth.com. There you can learn more about our testing protocols, dive deeper into our functional medicine model, and find the resources you need to start your journey back to vitality. Remember, your health isn't lost. It's just waiting to be found. I'm Dr. James Roman, and I look forward to helping you find your way back. Thanks for listening to episode 153 of You Found Health Radio.